Guys, we got to get to something very important.
Okay.
All right. So I want to throw out the term cubbing. Do you guys know what that means?
I know the Chicago Cubs.
I know what a
big
cub
fan
is, like a baby animal.
All right. So this is like a whole new deal. Candace Bushnell, she wrote Sex in the City. And she has the term cubbing, which refers to a younger man pursuing an older woman. So it's really like the exact opposite of like a cougar. It's the youngins, like the 20-something dudes, purposefully going after 30-something, 40-something, even 50-something women.
I think I have a question.
Okay.
So you said purposely going after. So does that
pursuing.
Mean... Or pursuing. So does that mean that this is like a sugar daddy thing in reverse? Where like, you know, someone's just looking for a sugar daddy? Or is it like these younger guys are actually interested and they want to date these older women?
Okay, we're going to get to this. I want to throw out the number, first of all. Do you think this is a good idea? Women, I want to hear from my girls. Have you dated a guy in his 20s and was it a good idea or not? If you're like in your 30s. 833-563-2539. Good idea or not to go cubbing? So basically it's saying no. And this is so funny because I was talking to one of my girlfriends. Actually, it was our psychic, celebrity psychic, Natalie Tomlinson, who's coming on the show at 8:30, 7:30 Central. And she's like, oh, Kinsey, don't ever go out. Because I've been asked out by a bunch of guys in their 20s, and I'm in my 30s. And I'm always like, it's flattering, but... I feel like, do all guys in their 20s just want one? I mean, they're serious. Do they want something real or is they just want fun? I feel like probably just fun.
I don't know.
I'm hesitant to accept because I'm like, where's this going?
I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, if it's like a sugar daddy situation in reverse, maybe I'd do it.
Like with a well-to-do woman?
Yeah, like I would go out with a woman who's older than me. Like, but I would do it if she was like, you know... giving me money to go out to lunch with her or something.
Chops. But what if you were really attracted to an older woman? Like say she's beautiful. She's like stunning, like better than most of the 20, 30 somethings you see.
I mean, it's really, really hard for me to imagine because I think I've made it very clear that I'm only interested in like younger guys or girls. I don't want to say super younger. Like my boyfriend's only 4 years younger than me. My ex was like 6 years younger.
And Chops has dated women, by the way.
Yeah, I have.
In the past.
So, like, when it comes to women, I'm only interested in 3 years younger. I've always said
Wait. You said that too fast. When you date a woman, you only are interested in exactly like, 3 years younger?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Yeah.
So that would be for you, what, 27?
Yeah.
Okay.
28.
That's your sweet spot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, and I've said before, I could never, never, ever, ever, ever date someone older than me. So,
okay. I think we got a call. I want to see the opinion on this issue.
Yes. Wendy, what did you want to say?
Hey, girl.
Wendy, are you there?
Wendy, can you hear us? Oh, we must have lost her. Oh, shoot. We think she's on the line. Wendy, can you hear us, Wendy?
She is not there.
Oh, dang it. Okay, we wanted her opinion on if dating a younger guy is a good idea or not. I don't know. I think the younger guys feel like they don't have pressure because if they date an older woman, she's established. They don't have to like pay for everything and do that. I don't know.
I know. Wendy, let me try you one more time. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
Wendy,
sorry.
We had some technical difficulties. Okay. What's your opinion on this cubbing situation?
I am 38 and my boyfriend is 29.
And how is it working? Like, did he approach you? Was he pursuing you?
Yes, he pursued me.
And at first, were you hesitant? Were you like, I don't know, because he's in his 20s?
Yes.
Okay, now tell us, how is the dating going?
I've never been in a better relationship.
Really? What do you love about it? I mean, just intimately, I'm sure it's great.
Oh my gosh, no problems there. But I mean, he's just, like, I have 3 kids, and he's just more mature than the guys my age.
Okay, and he didn't eke him out that you have children, and he's, like, in his 20s.
Oh, he asked all about me, but all the people I work with, and he knew everything about me, and he still was interested.
I love this. Do you ever feel like, are you ever embarrassed that he's 20s, or are you, like, proud, like, yeah, I scored, like, a...
I'm proud that he's in his 20s.
Yes, okay, so cubbing, one for cubbing.
I could never. Never, but our technical producer, Lenny Bree in Houston, he said he loves the older women.
Oh, yes, Lenny Bree.
Yeah, I definitely need me an older woman with some experience, you know what I mean? These girls my age, they're just like groupies.
What are you sick of? Okay, so girls in their 20s, what aren't you feeling about them?
Oh my gosh. Either they want something from you or they're going to screw you over or there's just drama involved and they're like texting you 24/7. But an older woman, she's got a life, you know, she's got a job, she's focused.
See, I feel like Lenny V would be the he's like a cub. He'd be like cubbing. This is perfect. This is exactly what the Sex and the City ladies are talking about.
I'm with the cubbing, baby.
Lenny Bree, are you single?
I am single.
Mackenzie?
Mackenzie.
Are you single? Long distance.
I'm going to fly me out to Indy.
I'm sweating.
Oh, boy.
Ah, woo! Okay. Good to know. Yes. All right. Well, thanks, Lenny Bree. Thanks for making me blush. Love you.